Have you seen a little too much of your kitchen table by this point in the school year? Well, if winter weather is keeping you indoors, it might just be time to give your homeschool a change of scenery. This week on Homeschool Heartbeat, host Mike Smith explores a world of learning at the museum.
The long winter months are a perfect time to explore museums in your area. The various kinds of museums offer a great chance to learn in a different way. It's a more hands-on, up-close approach to education. There are many different kinds of museums. Maybe you immediately think of fine art, and that's one great kind of museum to visit. Art museums are a wonderful place to explore what has been beautiful and thought-provoking to humans for centuries. And don't forget to bring a sketch pad and a pencil to the art gallery. All of that inspiration could just unleash the budding artist within your student. But maybe your child is a little young for the look-don't-touch kind of museum. In that case, you'll want to check for a children's museum near you. Here, your child can explore the way things work or find hands-on activities or crawl through a space designed just for them. If you have a student who never lost that curiosity about what makes things go, check out science and history museums. You might never have thought of visiting the birthplace of a notable invention, but often you'll find an exhibit showing that object's progress through the years, whether it's trains or telephones. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Start exploring and watch your options for midwinter field trip blossom. Next time, we'll talk about how to prepare your student for a trip to the museum. But until then, I'm Mike Smith.
Ready for your museum field trip? HSLDA has compiled a list of resources to get you off on the right foot. Learn more about various options for exploring museums and find resources from the Smithsonian Institution, all at homeschoolheartbeat.com.